Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. But oh my, bulls and bears and tariffs, oh my. Imports and exports and tariffs, oh my. We've been hearing a lot about the ongoing trade war with China. China has been taking advantage and robbing the U.S. literally for decades. And we now have a president, a businessman, a fairly wise businessman, I'd say, who is on our side, meaning the USA. He can see the wide circle of what trade decisions will cause. See around the corner, so to speak. And he knows that the bad deals of the past have weakened our nation economically and militarily. Manufacturing and common goods, or military goods, have gone south, they've gone east, they've gone north, whatever the case may be, they have left the country in many respects. Not a magic wand, but sound business decisions and agreements are slowly bringing American jobs back and manufacturing back to our land, to our homes. But has he, the president, gone too far with this trade war with China? Time is always the truth teller, but for most of us, we do realize it's about national security, it's about the American economy, which also has a lot to do with our security, and it's about jobs. It's about fairness in our markets, our products, our jobs, and businesses. It truly is about making America great again. We don't want to be the world's largest service nation. We want to be the world's largest production nation. Wealth is in production, not in service. Do you want fries with that? Well, that might bring an income, a little income, help us put gas in the car. But it's important where the car was manufactured and where the gas at the fill-up came from. It's important where those potatoes came from, where they were grown, which makes the fries, and the burgers on that bun. Where did that meat come from? American consumers deserve better. We deserve and want to know where our food and products originated. We deserve to have the choice. We deserve to have manufacturing jobs right here in the U.S. of A. And that's why I've tried so hard to bring to you Made in America products and companies. You deserve the very best, and America makes the very best. My guest today has seen both sides of this platform, Made in America and Made in China. And he chose America. Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop is joining us today. We've got a large list of topics to discuss as well as to sell some flatware and cookware. Welcome back to CSC Talk Radio, Greg. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, I wanted to really kind of talk with you about this trade war because there's been so much being said, positive and negative, about it. And I noticed in your notes to me this morning, you said finally the Wall Street Journal is admitting that it may not be too bad.
Economists have largely come out at the beginning of the trade war saying, "Oh, this is nothing more than a direct tax on the American people, and the American people are going to bear the brunt of this, and it's going to be a catastrophe for our economy. It's you're basically cutting off your nose to spite your face." And then as time has gone on and the first round went through and nobody noticed anything go up and inflation is still completely under control. In fact, inflation is actually below the Federal Reserve targets. They're looking for ways to help create a little bit of inflation at a healthy level for the economy. everybody's starting to, not everybody, but a lot of economists are starting to swing around and go, yeah, wait a minute, you know, really the goods that are coming over in terms of their impact on overall inflation in the economy and people's lives are not that significant. And surprisingly, newspapers, and I love the Wall Street Journal and everything except for trade, that have, you know, Greg IT and some of their other writers are just tariff bashing and Trump bashing to no end. They're actually finally starting to let folks write articles and publish articles that are much more realistic and grounded in terms of what the actual impact of these tariffs is going to be. And my argument would be, look, it is going to, your toaster is going to cost a little bit more because your toaster was produced in non-market conditions and it was subsidized and it's been cheaper for 20 years than it really should have been. Things are going to come back to normal, but the market will adjust, people will adjust, and you'll be able to pay a little bit more for your toaster, and it's not really going to have that big of an impact in the grand scheme of things. But what else is going to happen is it's going to put us closer to a level playing field with the rest of the world. And the benefits of the fallout from these tariffs are going to far outweigh a couple extra bucks that you're going to have to pay for a toaster that comes from a subsidized non-market economy.
Well, I know that I've watched the evening news quite a bit, you know, on Fox, and they have the pros and the cons, or they have somebody who's totally against it and just says this isn't going to do any good and it's just going to hurt us and it's not going to teach China a lesson and that we're just wasting our time. And, of course, we've already lived the opposite of that, and that hasn't done us any good. And then there was somebody on the other side of it that was saying, oh, it's really going to work, and it's we've got to do this. And it's, you know, it is a matter of national security. I have an article from Michael Cutler, who is a retired INS agent, and he was talking about the national security and what all China has done and how totalitarian it is and communist it is, and that you just can't trust them. Of course, we already know they've stolen so much, and they're not going to stop until we shut the door, you know, to where they're actually sneaking in and not even sneaking. I mean, they're just coming right in as students and taking these classes and working these jobs and robbing us blind, literally.
Right, and these tariffs are a big step towards doing that. A 25 or 30% tariff on products coming in from one particular country does sort of shut the door on them, even though their subsidies could even be greater than that. But I think what the world and economists and most of the people in our government are starting to understand is that China is not a market economy. When we let them in to the World Trade Organization back in 2001, the expectation was that they would drift towards becoming more of a capitalist market economy. They're not.
No.
This is a totalitarian dictatorship that has a centrally planned economy. And what they do is they systematically go after industries through the use of subsidies and non-tariff barriers to protect their domestic market. And they wipe everybody out and take over the business. And it's happened in everything from flatware to pharmaceuticals to you name it. They've gone after industries. They're currently going after the cabinet makers, trying to drive all them out of business by two things. They're buying up the wood here in the United States, shipping it over to China, and then they're dumping cabinets into the United States using our wood at below the value of the wood that they purchased. So this is the type of predatory trade behavior that a centrally planned economy can enact. And then guess what? Once they drive everybody out of business, they own the business and they move on. So this is the fundamental thing that has to change, and this is the fundamental thing that they don't want to change. And they're not going to change unless they're forced to do so. And these tariffs are a big step towards forcing that conversation.
And we are headed into a break. I don't know if it's the way it is today, but it was several years ago where the pallets that everything is stacked up on. For some reason, those were being made in China. And we were trying to figure that one out a long time ago, because that's just cheap wood thrown together. There's no reason that can't be done right here. And that didn't make any sense to me either. And I don't know if that's still the case or not. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines here real quick, Greg. We have Joe from Arkansas. He wants to talk about the tariffs. Joe, sure. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. And how are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good. The sun is shining today. We haven't seen that for a while. It shined yesterday.
Beautiful day. We're supposed to have a storm coming in this weekend, but right now it's a beautiful day. Well, I wanted to talk about the tariffs. And, of course, the media are trying to scare people about the idea of a 25% tariff. But from my study of the history of it, all through the 19th century and all through the early 20th century, we had tariffs of around 30 to 40% on pretty much everything imported. And it was precisely during that time that we had our greatest economic growth, that we became the greatest industrial and producing and manufacturing country in the world, and it did nothing but encourage the production of everything in this country. And I read one thing about silk, for instance, that all the silk was produced in the Far East, and America had no silk industry until they put a tariff on imported silk, something like around 30%, 35%, something like that. And then we developed a thriving silk industry in this country. And so... So from my study of the thing, you know, they're always trying to scare people that the media are always trying to scare people that tariffs are going to make things more expensive. But tariffs seem to be about the only form of taxation that doesn't so much take money out of the economy as keep money in the economy. Because when we buy things from other countries, say we have a $500 billion trade deficit with China, and the economists talk about the turnover of money, the multiplier effect, that if a dollar is spent into the economy, it turns over several times, 5 to 7 times, and creates $5 to $7 worth of income. So if we have a $500 billion trade deficit with China, that means that's money that's gone out of the country that does not turn over 5 to 7 times in this country. Therefore, we have lost approximately $3 trillion worth of income by buying stuff from China rather than making them here. Whereas if we would spend that money here on producing the stuff in America, we would have that $3 trillion worth of income, and Americans would all be much better off for it because there'd be the industries, there'd be the jobs, and there'd be the pay and the incomes, you know, because of the tariff, because the production in America here. So we're much better off because of the tariffs. They keep money in the economy rather than draining it out, as pretty much all the other sorts of taxes do.
All right, I'm going to go to Greg and let him chime in on this. Greg, I think he's making some pretty good points.
Right, I would totally agree with that. I think that the free trade or so-called free trade agreements that we've entered into have been not economic agreements, they've been political agreements. And it's been an exchange for us supposedly gaining sort of more influence with certain countries and getting them to fall in line and adopt policies of human rights, of democracy, things like that. As the British would say, at the end of the day, it hasn't really turned out that well. And in some cases it has, but for companies like or countries like Germany and South Korea that have developed their economies, and we've helped them do that on the backs of many American manufacturing jobs, these are now developed countries, and it's time for them to move on and open up their markets to our products. And I think it's time for the administration, and I think they're doing this, the first president in decades, to basically say either you do it the nice way, we're going to ask you to do it, or we're going to slap some tariffs on there and force you to change. And that's what's happening today.
That's what's happening.
I don't think a lot of people believed it when he was elected, but he's certainly following through on the promise, and he's gaining a lot of support on both sides of the aisle. This is real. It's happening, and it's great to see it.
And you know, it is a threat to our security if our economy is in the tank and we're getting everything from foreign. You know, when you've got things that are going into your military and they're made by another country, that's a little bit suspicious to me. I don't like hearing that. Joe, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for your input, as always. You know, part of it, I want to get back to Liberty Tabletop here. You've seen both sides of this coin because you've been on both sides of it from where you were before you were Liberty Tabletop.
Mm-hmm.
And I know right now the real scare that they're trying to put into people's hearts and minds is with our agriculture, that it's going to affect our agriculture so badly, particularly the soybean market. And I know that you keep in touch with Bill, and I thought about actually bringing Bill on here with us today, and I decided not to do that. But I saw some of that going on also in the evening shows that I was watching earlier this week, and I was going to let you chime in on some of that too.
Well, I'm not the resident expert on soybeans, but I did actually Google it and do a little bit of research myself just yesterday because I wanted to see, you know, what has been the impact on pricing and what has been the impact on the industry, et cetera, et cetera. And if you look at soybean prices for the last 5 or 6 years, there's been some movement, but there's certainly not this catastrophic drop-off. What there has been is a shift in China. They're basically cutting off our farmers, and they're buying their soybeans from Brazil. I read an article, of all places, again, we're pumping up the Wall Street Journal today, but in the Wall Street Journal the other day on the soybeans, and they said basically, well, you know, China's now buying all the soybeans from Brazil, so the people that used to be buying them from Brazil are now getting them from somewhere else, and guess where that somewhere else is? It's the United States. So there's been a lot of disruption, but the world is not consuming one more or one less soybean as a result of all this. It's just a shifting in trading partners. And I think there is a lot that the administration can do. It almost appeared as if they were caught a little bit off guard during the first round when they hit American agriculture. Hopefully they're right. better prepared to deal with it now and give our farmers some immediate relief, whether that's set-asides, whether that's converting more corn to ethanol production, whatever that may be, there needs to be some sort of a program that goes in place to protect farmers this season. And hopefully that will be forthcoming rather shortly.
We'll have to see what that's going to be. I do need to get Bill on. I'm sure he's on top of that one. So we'll have to see what's going on with that. And I think it is a shifting of where the markets are actually, who's buying where and when. So I'm hopefully it won't hurt the agriculture here, the soybean farmers here too much. I've been on the farm before, and usually if it's something with our national security, the farmers are on board with it. You know, everybody has to take a little hit. I don't remember World War II because I'm not quite that old, but I remember watching some Little Rascals when I was a kid, and there was trouble with sugar back in those days, because of some of the restrictions that were put on because we were in war. I think, you know, the American people are resilient, and it was kind of like what Joe was talking about. You know, well, we can't get our silk there. We're just going to figure out how to make our own silk. And that's kind of the American way. That's what we call entrepreneur. So,
right. The other thing that the administration, I think, is very aware of and will be working into this program that they come up with the farmers is the money that we're going to pump into this as a society to help the farmers get through this needs to go to the actual farmers. It can't yes. end up with the Cargills and the Archer Daniel Midlands and the big multinationals. Those are not
Absolutely
the people
no.
that we really need to prop up. So hopefully they're on that issue and something will be
they're
done.
The ones complaining.
they're the ones
complaining.
Exactly. It's like a lot of things you read in the news, you get half the story that they want you to hear,
exactly.
but you don't hear the truth. And that's why we're glad, and all your listeners are glad that you're on the air, so we can get a little bit of the truth mixed in with all of this misinformation.
Oh, yeah, and there's an awful lot of that. But, you know, I do want to talk about Liberty Tabletop. You've got some new patterns. You've got I was surprised you said you've got one that's sold out, and you're bringing it back, and you've got some sales going on. And we're going to head into a break here shortly, but it's been a long time since you told the story when you started almost a year ago with me, not quite yet. I wanted to hear the story about how Liberty Tabletop came to be made in America. We only have about a minute before we head into that break, so I'm going to let you start and then I might have to stop you. So let's talk about that because I think it's important.
Right. Well, this was started back in 2004, 2005. Matt and I were working for Not Unlimited, and I hear the music.
Mm-hmm. You did come
so
keep going,
that means we're probably headed into a break.
Yeah, but go ahead. 2004, 2005.
That was when China basically started taking over our industry, and Oneida decided, based on competitive forces, that, hey, if your competitors are showing up at your customers and offering product for sale to them cheaper than you can make it for, you're in trouble. So they had no choice but to offshore everything, and that's when Matt and I stepped in, bought the company, and started the next chapter, which is called Liberty Tabletop.
Made in America.
When we get back from the break, we can talk about what makes that company work and why we've been able to make it fairly successful.
Absolutely. Thank you. I do want to hear about that story again. I love those stories when they have happy endings. 877-895-5410. And Greg and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. Love the name, Liberty Tabletop. And we were just getting into the story. I asked him to share it again. He did the first time he was on the air with us, how Liberty Tabletop came to be. He and his partner, they've seen both sides of this made in China and made in America. So I'm going to let him finish that story.
Right. Thank you. So when we first started out in 2005, there was no Liberty Tabletop. We were a captive manufacturer for Oneida, trying to compete with Chinese factories and Vietnamese factories, et cetera, et cetera. And we're the most automated factory in the world by far, which helps, but it really couldn't do anything to offset the fact that Chinese industry has access to stainless steel, which is the main component of our product, that's sold to them at about half the going rate in the world market, which gives them a tremendous advantage. This is, you've probably heard the concept of state-owned enterprises. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're pumping up their industry by supplying them with cheap steel and plastics and other raw materials to give them an advantage, exporting. So we struggled along for a couple of years, and we would sit there and look at it and be frustrated because if you looked at what people were buying flatware for in a store, let's say a $100 box of flatware, you back that up, the store is making 70% on that. So that knocks it down to $30. And then Oneida was buying it from a factory in China for $15 so that they could make a 50% margin on it, selling it to the stores. So here we are beating ourselves up trying to compete at the $15 level with all these factories around the world, and we can't do it. What if we could sell it for $100? We would be competitive for the consumers. We could offer them an American-made product. We could actually drive quality back into the product, which had been driven out trying to cut corners and save a penny here and a penny there. And, you know, sort of return to that 1960s where you buy something and it lasts forever type model.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it, and we launched Liberty Tabletop, and it's been a wild success, I guess is what I would call it. We grew another 25% last year. It's a matter of getting the word out because here's a business model. We call it factory to table, where we're actually able to offer you, the consumer, a better quality product for the same price as the imports by circumventing all of these ridiculous middlemen markup. So that's the basis for our company. And again, we're growing, and we've added other American-made tabletop products like our line of 360 cookware. We have some cast iron on there from Finex right now, which is selling really well. It's very high quality stuff.
Wow.
We have a line of dinnerware made here in the United States by HF Coors and a local potter here in New York, in Clinton, New York. That's some very sort of farmhouse, beautiful stuff. I think you've seen it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
But, of course, the main focus of our business is the flatware. And today we are sending out the email where our new American Garden pattern, which features five different flowers commonly found in American gardens, is being introduced. And that, along with some of the other affinity patterns, ranging from skulls to the next one, which is going to be the patriotic pattern, are what's really driving sales. And it's via word of mouth, it's via social media marketing, it's via people simply going onto the internet and typing in flatware or silverware made in the USA in a search, and bam, we appear, and we're the only ones, so we generally get the sale.
And it's not just that you're made in the USA, but you, because of all the things that you've chosen, the decisions you've made within your company, it is a better product. The steel is made here in the United States. That's where it's from. It's not coming from somewhere else. Everything is done right here. Your artistry, everything is done right here. Now, you had just put out the Earth pattern and said it's sold out and you're bringing it back. You're getting it made, you're getting the back orders taken care of. But that was amazing to me. That was a big success.
Right.
Not that that's amazing. I know you're going to be successful, but...
Well, we knew that it was going to be successful, so we made more than we would normally make in an opening production run, and sure enough it was, and we did run out of one of the items. So it's been out of stock for maybe a week now while we're finishing up. I think it's salad forks. And once we get those back in there, it'll be back online, and we're running more, and you know, I actually, based on what it looks like and some of the target audiences that we can put this in front of, think that the American Garden pattern is going to be end up being one of our better patterns. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And
it is gorgeous.
What a better, you know, it's spring.
Very classy.
Flowers are being planted.
Oh, yeah.
Flowers are coming up. So it's perfect timing.
And you have a pattern of the month every month. It's a different pattern in Satin America this time. It's very sleek. It's just a beautiful piece.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Satin America, and I just looked at the statistics, and it's doing rather well, as it always does. It's one of it's one of our original patterns, and it's one of our better sellers.
Well, you always have sales, at least for my listeners, but you've got some sales going on right now that are going to be Memorial Day sale?
Yep, we have a Memorial Day sale coming up on the flatware, which is 10% off everything, and that's not only the sets, that's also the individual pieces. So from time to time, usually due to irresponsible husbands, the teaspoons tend to wander off and all that kind of stuff. So they need to be replaced, and they're on sale. And then we have a 20% sale on all of our cookware and bakeware running from Friday through Monday for Memorial Day. So
that's on Memorial Day weekend.
Right, and that's going to be probably the last sale until maybe the 4th of July. So it's a good time.
Is that when you're bringing out the patriotic pattern?
We hope to. I don't know if we're going to make it yet. We're still in the design phase of that. It's a hard one. You know, some of these things seem like they would be easy to do, but they involve colors. And when you have one shade that you're dealing with, you need to rely on the relief. And that's where Eric, our tool and die maker, who also is our artist and creative person behind all of this, really has to use his skill and know-how to be able to imagine and create designs that end up being very presentable and beautiful in a piece of metal. And that's a little harder than it may seem, but he really pulls it off.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to that, and I want to see it as soon as it gets ready. I want to see it, and, you know, your earth pattern went over very well because you did a special offer with that, with planting the trees, and I think that was just that was a great marketing tool. Plus, you know, we're made to believe that all of us out here that just want, you know, this capitalist, you know, that we don't care about the earth, and the truth is, we do care about the earth. So,
yeah,
I think that proved that.
Right. Another one of these big ironies, and I hate to sound negative, but I always get a kick out of the environmentalist type who jumps in his Prius and drives to Walmart and buys a bunch of stuff that's coming over from China.
China.
First of all, you know, where did the electricity come from? You know, it's powering that car. And then think about the environmental issues involved in sending the manufacturing over to this hidden secret environmental catastrophe called China. It's just unbelievable. And why this isn't talked about in those circles and being dealt with is just mind-boggling. I guess out of sight, out of mind. But
well, they don't see the big picture. They only see one thing.
Right.
You know, they just don't see the big picture of it all. And we were discussing that on Tuesday. I had Daniel Turner of Power of the Future here. And we were talking about exactly what you just said. They do not see it. They'll jump in their electric vehicle and they'll go somewhere. And then they, you know, then they promote more destruction of the environment, because there's nobody that's more destructive of the environment in the air than China.
Well,
we're headed into...
Go ahead. I'll wait till the next segment.
All right. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Greg Owens, Liberty Tabletop. Go to libertytabletop.com. That's libertytabletop.com. The number there to call them is 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. And Greg and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. KCSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Tim, I'm going to ask you to be patient. We have a caller holding, Greg, but I wanted you to finish what we were talking about with the energy. You know, they just don't see the big picture, and they make crazy comments and gestures to try and save the environment. You know, like the one gal, she's not going to have children. She's going to save the environment by not having children. So you were getting ready to say something, and I wanted to let you finish.
No, what I was going to say is a couple things. You know, thinking back to the American farmers, as I was driving back from Minnesota, 1,100 miles from Minnesota to New York,
oh, wow.
I passed various large ethanol factories. And I didn't realize this, but upwards of 60% of the corn produced in certain regions goes to the production of ethanol, which,
right.
Of course, is a substitute. It goes into our gasoline and can be used for other sources. So that was kind of a neat thing, and I thought, well, maybe if we up the ante on that a little bit and we converted some fields from soybeans to corn, we could help the farmers out in that regard. But the other thing that I passed was a whole bunch of these monument windmills and windmill farms. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was reading an article, and I want to throw this out there to see if anybody can corroborate this. They were basically saying that it takes so much energy to produce the steel and transport this thing and set it into place that in its lifetime, it will never produce enough energy to offset the energy that it took to produce it. And that piqued my interest, and I wonder if that's actually true. So
it is very, I don't know if it's 100% true everywhere, but they have these, Daniel Turner was talking about, they have these great big monstrosities in Alaska. They're not blowing, they're not turning, because you can't turn in the cold like that. It doesn't work there. And there's some areas that don't have wind, so it's not going to work there. But they cannot make these wind turbines without coal. They have to have the coal to make the wind turbines, and so they and to transport them. So they're not as efficient as everybody would like to believe. And so you're absolutely right. It's another idea that's not a horrible bad idea, but it still takes common sense, and it's only going to work in certain areas. It's not going to work in Alaska, and these farms that have these up there, they're getting paid by the government to put them there.
Right.
So economically, it's not really feasible.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was an interesting concept that it takes more energy to produce one than it'll ever produce in its entire life cycle. And I thought that was, if that could be corroborated, that would be interesting.
We will ask Daniel that for sure. He'll be on tomorrow. We'll ask him that for sure. So we're going to go to Tim in Iowa. He has something interesting to comment on. Tim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Hi. How's it going, guys? It's caucus season here in Iowa, and of course, with all those Democratic presidential candidates, they're crawling all over the place out here. And when you run for president in Iowa, you make sure you go to Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Davenport. And when you check the newspapers in these towns or these accounts of these candidates, you never hear a one of them complaining about tariffs. Not one of them. And what's really interesting is when you get into the letters to the editor, there's usually a school board member or a city council member on there writing about, I want more control out over my budget locally, and I wish the federal government would quit sending me mandates that they don't fund. So it's a really interesting thing. So in other words, the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm talking on a national level now. I'm not talking about your local people.
Right.
The National Chamber of Commerce, the National Farm Bureau, the mainstream media, all the big international banks, none of them have a clue what's going on out here. In fact, last fall, our biggest issue, Greg, right now around here is the farmers, and yesterday it just finally opened up. It's been too wet to plant, and so they've been running late. You know, the flooding has been a serious issue around here. And, the big thing about it is they replaced, we had four congressmen in Iowa, and last fall they punished three Republicans, one Democrat. Last fall they punished two of the
Republicans.
Quickly,
we're running out of time.
Tariff. Okay, and they ended up with Democrats who are not listening to them. So it's backfiring on the grassroots level, and the big boys are out of touch.
I couldn't agree more with you on the Chamber of Commerce issue. We have a local chapter here that's very supportive of our company, and if you go to the national level, they're just basically controlled by the multinationals. That's where their money comes from. And, you know, in my travel to D.C., I think the reason that you're not hearing a lot of pushback on the tariffs from the Democratic candidates is because they probably in principle agree with them. They're just never going to talk about it.
They can't say that out loud, can they?
They can't say that out loud.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for bringing us from Iowa there. He said that they're just not talking about it there on the caucus, so it's interesting what they're not going to. Sometimes you can learn more by what they won't say than you learn from what they do say. So
exactly.
Well, we're just about out of time. We've talked about everything except Liberty Tabletop. I think I want to discuss your new pattern. We've already talked about that a little bit and some of the sales you've got going on right now with it.
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage everybody to go on there in the next couple days and check out the new American Garden pattern. It's absolutely gorgeous. If you'd like to take a look at it before you make a commitment, we have a great samples program. I think it's $8 for three pieces. You can pick three different patterns, and we'll send you usually a dinner fork. So you can hold it and feel it and take a look at the quality. That's widely used by our customers. To make the decision, because it's sort of like it's a product that you want to hold and touch before you buy it. So that's a great
way. You know you're
going to
have it for a long time, too. So
right.
You do want
and
it
then,
to be exact.
And if you want to just go ahead and take a chance, which isn't much of a chance, you can order it. And, of course, we have a 30-day no-questions-asked return policy on everything, which I read a statistic on the Internet the other day that between 10 and 20% of orders placed over the Internet – come back as returns, we're at 2%. So that ought to tell you something.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Well, I do want to encourage everyone to go to libertytabletop.com. It's just that simple, libertytabletop.com. The number to call is 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Let them know you heard him right here on CSC Talk Radio by giving the promo code Beth Ann. That's just that simple. Give them the promo code. Let them know you heard it here. And there's all kinds of sales going on. And my listeners always get a little break, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. So thank you, Greg, so much for all the information. We covered an awful lot today, and I really do appreciate that. We need to hear it from the manufacturers. They're the ones that are making this country great. I don't know how else to put it. You're the ones making the country great. Thank you, Greg, so much. Thank you for Liberty Tabletop. And thank you all for listening with us today. Call them, 844-386-2338. And let's set the table and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.